Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn.
All right, so we've had a couple snows now, our first big storm of the year. How have things been going for the road crews?
They've been going pretty good. The last storm that we got right before Christmas, that was a challenging one. Those are tough because even though we didn't get that much snow and it wasn't quite as bad as maybe what the fears were, the snow continued to move for several days. And that just gets to be a grind on, you know, man hours and equipment. It was a challenge. And then the cold was, that was a major threat and concern. We did have some troubles with some of the newer machines. The fuel filters seemed to be giving us fits. So we got to work through that. Wasn't a heavy material using kind of storm because it was so cold that the materials, just salt and sand, they just don't work. It's too cold. So we use them towards the tail end and we're able to burn some of that material off. And now we're getting some nice melting temps. And it's, yeah, we survived pretty good.
Kind of, as you said, not as much snow as what people had feared or predicted, but there was a lot of wind, so it kept moving around. I know we had talked last week a couple times, and you said that it was basically just blowing stuff back on as soon as the crews went through. How much of an issue was that?
It was tiring and frustrating because, you know, the sun's shining, doesn't look that bad outside, but anywhere that was open, flat country, the snow just continued and continued and continued to move. The wind was just relentless. And, you know, we get the roads opened up for folks and then they blow back shut on us. And then the wind had switched directions a little bit and all of a sudden the north and south roads are now getting plugged up. And so it was a challenge. And, you know, 2 days after the storm is probably one of our worst days for fighting the moving snow. You know, when snow comes and then it gets so cold, that snow just will not lay down.
Besides the snow kind of blowing back and forth, were there some other issues that you saw with the weather affecting roads?
The blowing snow was definitely the biggest threat and the biggest challenge. There was some snowpack that we did have to fight. You know, when it's so cold, the icing and melting materials just don't work. So it's something you live with until you get a little bit warmer temperatures to where our chemical products can work. And then the mechanical removal, the actual plowing can work and get that done.
So when storms do roll through, you know, I've heard from different people that they prefer to have snow and then ice because having that snow on top of the ice just hides it and you're kind of in trouble if it freezes down. Is that kind of the same thing with you guys? You want to see snow first and then ice?
Yeah. First preference is never see ice because it's just not good. Ice is such a challenge. But absolutely. And if we'll mix up our game plan, we'll do what we need to do, you know, to keep that ice on top, because then we can plow it off, or it comes, you know, it's a lot easier to handle. But if that ice gets on the roads and glazes the gravels or the highways, it's a challenge. You know, then we'll bring the chains out and just increases our effort substantially. And, you know, we have a lot of new operators and new employees and haven't seen that yet. So it's, you know, that's another challenge as well. But each storm's unique. Each storm is different.
All right. And plans for the future, just kind of sit back, watch and see what comes in and plan for it as it happens?
Yep. We, like this one, we geared up. We were ready based on all the news coverage and all that. You know, we were ready to go, but you know, we're not going to make a judgment call too early. We're going to wait and see what happens, see what develops, and address the situation as need be.
How many of the vehicles did you guys have out at the, what I guess you could call the worst times to have the weather going as it did?
We have about 12 to 14 plow trucks that are out and about. They're out doing their routes and their rotations, and 10 motor graders are out covering their territories.
All right, and you had mentioned that with how cold it was, that some of the de-icing materials, it just wasn't smart to go ahead and put those out because they weren't doing anything. How much of that road material do you have left for use through the rest of the winter?
Our bins are still quite full. We have an ample supply. We have a couple hoop buildings that we store our salt and our sand salt mixtures in. So unless we have a whole series of events that are requiring a lot of material, you know, we have ample storage. And even then, we have the ability to resupply as needed. So that shouldn't be a problem. You know, in like this last storm, when it was snowed and then it was so cold, and then the wind blew for several days. We don't like to put, one, the chemicals, we don't like to put the chemicals down. One, they don't work because it's so cold. And the other part of it is that we'll stick the snow. And where the snow is blowing over and the roads stay dry, if you put material down, it will stick and cause further problems. So I would say each storm is unique and requires a different method of how to address it.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh.
Yeah.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.